When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour three, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on our MyTalk app. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson.
Hey, girl, hey.
And country music superstar Holly Roberts.
Howdy, partners.
Yeah. It is Thursday, January 19th, 2023. Welcome to the show, everyone. Oh, we've had some fun today.
And yeah, I have a laughing headache right now.
I do, too. I do, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah. And the fun is going to continue right now.
Yeah.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. You know, Holly just told you when we're going to find out the Oscar nominations. Forget the Oscar nominations. It's time for the MyTalk Award nominations. That's right. We have them, everyone. Just given to us by the accounting firm of Shaletta, Shaletta, and Brundage.
Oh, that's fun.
We have categories like TV streaming show of the year, asshat of the year, movie of the year, musical artist of the year, and much more. So,
once we've not done these nominations, and you can start voting at mytalk1071.com.
Okay.
Should we just take turns?
Yeah. Let's just take turns. Sure. We'll round robin it. We'll list a category.
Cool.
Lex, why don't you start off with category number one?
All right. We've got the TV streaming show of the year. Our nomination is White Lotus.
Okay, we can just stop there. It's going to win.
So yeah, and there's that.
Congratulations to us.
Congratulations to us. That's right, yes.
Donna and Steve picked The Dropout. Bradley and Don picked The Bear. LoJ picked Wednesday. And then we also have a fifth pick from our academy. Oh. And their pick, Yellowstone. It's actually a really good pick.
Now, let's to set the table and also make fun of them. Mm-hmm. We don't know the makeup. It's kind of like the Hollywood Foreign Press. We don't know the makeup of the MyTalk Academy. We don't know what squirrely little losers are in this academy. But
there's not a lot of them. Maybe a handful.
Handful. Yeah. How many do we think are in this? How many squirrely losers are in this?
At
five
least
or six.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's quickly talk about this one.
Okay.
I felt confident about ours. I don't know about you two. You said Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Oh.
An Academy pick is really good, and a lot of people love Yellowstone.
Because let's be honest, The Bear's not going to win.
No, we loved it.
The Dropout's not going to win.
Yeah, that was the Elizabeth Holmes story in Theranos.
Wednesday could win. Laurie and Julia, that's a great pick.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the White Lotus, man, for ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hits so hot right away.
Yeah. Holly, why don't you do category two?
Great. Asshat of the year. We'll just go down the line according to the spreadsheet.
Perfect.
Lori Julia nominated Kanye West.
Good one.
Okay. Yeah.
Bradley and Dawn, Kim Kardashian for her and the Ripley's Museum.
Oh, I see.
So yeah. a twofer a platter duet. There. Yeah.
Dawn was very upset about the Maryland dress. That's right.
Donna and Steve nominated Elon Musk for Asshat of the Year. Our show's pick, Jason and Alexis in the Morning, James Corden for Asshat of the Year. And the Academy pick, wife guy Adam Levine.
Ah. Oh. Finding the DMs, it's not his wives.
So congratulations to all the nominees of Asshat of the Year.
Yeah,
this is a hard one.
This is a hard one because Kanye could win. Elon could win. People don't like Corden.
No.
So, no one. Okay, the Academy's going to lose here. No one's going to pick Adam Levine.
Yeah, with the other four choices, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to pick Kim K. So, no. Number three. Kay. Actor of the Year, movie or television.
Okay.
Lo J has Colin Farrell. Bradley and Dawn have Jeremy Allen White. Donna and Steve have Harry Styles. We have, for Top Gun, Tom Cruise. And the Academy has Austin Butler for Elvis. We will win.
2022 with Tom Cruise is here?
The public loves him, and this is really a popularity contest, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a highbrow, you know, shishi poo poo thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. See, well,
yeah, no. Like, we're going to take that one.
Colin Farrell, of course.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
How about Actress of the Year, Lex?
That movie was a little bizarre, Jace.
Yeah. True.
What was that called again, Holly?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
That one. All right. We got for the fourth category, Actress of the Year for movie or television. Lo J has Julia Garner.
Oh, yeah.
Rose Ark. Bradley and Dawn for have Michelle Yeoh.
That's a good pick.
Donna and Steve have Amber Heard. We have Jennifer Coolidge. And the Academy picks Aubrey Plaza. That's a good one. But it's a popularity contest, like you said. Everyone loves Jennifer Coolidge, don't we?
We could win on that one. Holly, your thoughts?
We could win. It's basically going to be between our show, Jennifer Coolidge, and Bradley and Dawn with Michelle Yeoh.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why the hell Donna and Steve nominated Amber Heard? She wasn't even in anything this year.
Yeah.
They picked her because they're saying that she performed in court.
Oh.
So it's I think it's a Donna and Steve joke thing.
Oh, I see.
I'm laughing on the inside.
You know what, Julia Garner might take
that's,
it.
That's true.
Because
it was the last season of Ozark, and she was fantastic.
All right.
Let alone, she also played that other one who's in prison.
The Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey, right.
Good call, Alexis. Good call.
What was the line? I do not like you. What was it? I do not have time for you. That's what she said. I do not have time for you.
Okay.
All right. Let's give Alexis the award.
I was just going to say, and the winner is Alexis. Holly, how about movie of the year?
Movie of the year, the nominees this year for the Mind Tug Awards. Lori and Julia, Elvis.
Oh, that was really good, guys. Yeah.
Bradley and Dawn, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Ooh.
Donna and Steve, Top Gun Maverick. Mm. Jason and Alexis, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, so good.
And the Academy pick, The Batman.
Donna and Steve will win this one.
Oh, because Top Gun was so fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, that could win too.
Really good, guys.
Yeah, I don't see us winning in this one. I'm just being very honest.
Wakanda Forever, man.
Huge,
the way they honored Chadwick Boseman. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's heartrending.
Most valuable celebrity. The nominees are Lori and Julia have picked Oprah Winfrey.
Mm.
Bradley and Dawn, Britney Spears.
Mm.
Donna and Steve, Prince Harry. Our show has picked Taylor Swift. And the Secretive Academy has picked Harry Styles.
Wow, this is a tough one.
Oprah won't win.
Mm, yeah.
She hasn't really done anything big this year.
Nah.
So she's not top of mind.
She's been hiking a lot.
Yeah, well. Brittany, I think this wasn't, you know, I don't know.
The conservatorship and all the stuff she's sharing.
Yeah. Prince Harry, that's a good pick from Donna and Steve.
That's a really good pick.
And I like ours, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So we could win that one. We could win that one. What do we have next,
Lex? All right, we have comeback of the year. LoJ picks the Vikings Colts biggest NFL comeback. Let's see. Bradley and Dawn pick Brendan Fraser. Dawn and Steve, Lindsay Lohan. We picked Ki-Won. Oh, God, I always say this. Ki-Hoo-Kwan. Ki-Koo-Kwan.
Yeah.
And the Academy picks Kate Bush.
And it's perfect at the moment you said Ki, the Indiana Jones theme play.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Just seeing him in that. Just absolutely fantastic. That's the nostalgia pick right there. Although Brendan Fraser, same.
He could win
with
this
the
one.
Whale. Yeah.
Bradley and Dawn could take this
one.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's see here. Reality show of the year. What do we have, Dawn?
Reality show of the year. Depp versus Heard from Lori and Julia. Britney's Instagram. Bradley and Dawn. Below Deck, Donna and Steve. Jason and Alexis, the Housewives' ultimate girl trip.
Yes.
And the Academy pick, Ring Nation.
Ring Nation?
What? What is that?
Ring, yeah.
That is the show that Mr. Steve Patterson is involved with.
Oh, okay.
Where they look at
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's
The Ring doorbell video.
The Ring doorbell video, yes.
With Wanda Sykes.
Right.
I have not seen that.
Yeah.
Okay, reality show.
I think we're going to win.
No offense to our friend Steve, but I don't know if that's really a reality. I don't know. That's like a
Below Deck?
That's like a clip show.
I guess that's it's the Academy's pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donna and Steve and our pick are really the only like official Instagram. I mean, of reality shows.
Yeah,
it's going to be between us and Donna and Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip is so good.
Oh really?
Oh my God! It was so.
Yes.
I mean, right, Lex.
If you're going to watch any of them, that's the one to watch.
Yeah,
it's just fun.
Just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not deep, not heavy.
They're on vacation.
Fun drama.
Yes.
Fun drama.
Other franchises, you know, mingle.
We are just getting started. We have 17 more No, I'm joking. We have we have like 7 more categories. We're going to take a break. There will not be a dirt alert today. So coming up in just a little bit, we have a viral internet moment of the year, song of the year, music artist of the year, and more. So stay right there. The My Talk Award nominations announcement will continue after this.
Ooh, remodeling your bathroom can be fun when you're working with Rebath because they make it very, very easy for you. It's effortless bathroom remodeling from start to stunning, and they do it in multiple ways. They have a free design service where you can have someone come out to your home and they'll look at your space, look at your budget, and create a beautiful bathroom for you. You can also stop into their showroom, which is in Apple Valley, right on Galaxy Avenue. They also, of course, have quality materials. They'll tell you about the hundreds of choices that you have, including DuraBath, which is their exclusive brand. They have professional installation. A team of two will come and get the job done in 5 days or less. You're not waiting weeks for this. They do it in days, which of course saves you time and stress. And they also offer really great long-time warranties. Right now, if you mention me or my talk, you can get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Rebath.com.
Hi, my talkers.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything award season. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. We are right in the middle of the Mite.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Talk award nominations. We have 15 categories. And as soon as we get done announcing, you can start voting, right, Lex?
Oh, yeah. Just go to mytalk1071.com. See it right there at the top. And vote. Yep. Who's going to get that My Talkie?
Who's going to get it, girl? Who's going to get it? We're up to number 9. Is it my turn? Is it? I think it's my turn. Who did reality show?
I did reality show.
Right.
Okay. Then yeah. So it's, then it's yeah.
Oh man, that was just a few minutes ago.
Maybe we need one more hit of our inhaler. Okay, here we go. Viral internet moment of the year. The nominees are, friends, Lori and Julia have picked the Barbie pictures. Bradley and Dawn, Don't Worry, Darling, Spitgate.
Oh, yes.
Donna and Steve, The Slap by Will Smith. We have picked Wednesday, Adam's Dance.
Yeah.
From Wednesday on Netflix. And the Academy has picked that cute corn kid.
Oh, the corn kid.
I love the corn kid.
Oh, my gosh. Don and Steve are going to win this one. Will Smith's slap was just everywhere and still is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to win. Let's just admit it right now.
Yeah.
It's all right. Can't win them all.
No, we can't. Nope.
Lex, what's next?
All right, we've got Song of the Year. Low J picks As It Was by Harry Styles. Bradley and Dawn pick Break My Soul by Beyonce. We have another Beyonce pick from Donna and Steve, Cuff It. Our pick by Steve Lacy, Bad Habit.
Oof.
And the Academy picks About Damn Time by Lizzo.
It's either us or the Academy.
Yeah, Lizzo, right.
Because the Beyoncés will cancel each other out.
You think so? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's either, because Bad Habit, everyone knows that song, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Holly, what's next?
Musical Artist of the Year.
Okay.
Beyonce, nominated by Lori and Julia.
Yeah.
Bradley and Dawn, Lizzo. Donna and Steve have nominated Taylor Swift. This program has submitted Harry Styles for the My Talk Awards, and the Academy pick is Sam Smith.
Ooh!
We could take this one, friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don and Steve again with Taylor Swift, though. But, of course, we have Harry Styles, so yeah.
Harry Styles! Doing the residency tour thing, selling out Madison Square Garden time after time.
That's true.
It was Harry's house, Harry's year.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
WTF Award. The nominees are Lori and Julia picked Adam Levine's Screenshots. Bradley and Dawn, NyQuil Chicken.
Oh my gosh, that's right. That was this year.
Donna and Steve, Heidi Klum Worm Costume. Jason and Alexis, the Will Smith Smack.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
And Academy, the GMA3 Love Scandal.
Yeah, with TJ and Amy. Yep.
We're going to get the smack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching it in real time. When it was happening.
On
the Oscars.
Yes.
When you were like, what just happened? Yes. That is the ultimate WTF moment.
Ultimate. Right.
And then Chris Rock had to give out an award. Then Questlove gets up. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Alexis, crush of the year.
Let's see here. Yes, male or female. Low J picks Austin Butler. Bradley and Dawn pick Daryl McCormick.
Love him.
Oh, yeah. Don and Steve, Harry Styles. Our pick is Lizzo. And the Academy picked Ryan Reynolds.
You know, we went with a female. That was, we're the only one, really.
Yeah, you're right.
She's very crush-worthy, though.
She absolutely is. And but, Minnesota yeah. connection.
Ryan Reynolds could take this.
Oh, right, with Spirited.
Yeah, or Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Or Austin Butler.
Yeah.
You know, but those all three could split the vote.
Mm-hmm.
We could take it by just having the only lady.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the Gerald kid guy, handsome.
Well, I loved him.
Wow.
Ooh, Irish actor with Meryl, with Emma Thompson.
Ooh.
That movie.
Leo
ooh, girl.
Grande.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
He is actually my new crush of 2022. Yeah, I would. Yeah. Anyway.
Dreamy.
Yeah. Holly, what do we have next?
All right, we got some Lifetime Achievement Award nominees.
All right.
For the My Talk Awards, nominated by Lori and Julia, Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's such a good pick.
A posthumous nomination for Queen Elizabeth II comes from Bradley and Dawn.
Ah.
Speaking of Star Wars, Donna and Steve nominated Han Solo, Harrison Ford.
Okay.
We nominated Michelle Yeoh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And the Academy pick. Another posthumous nomination for Angela Lansbury.
My girl.
Angela could take this. This could be the only win of the Academy. Those shady people. Yes.
That's a good pick. Dolly Parton's a great pick, too.
Dolly. Yeah, it's either going to be...
And then the queen. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be either Dolly, because people revere... People in this... They love the queen. They love Dolly more than the queen. She is our queen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of our voting body. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, finally.
Right.
Breakout star of the year.
All right.
Here we go. Lori and Julia. Pete Davidson. Ugh.
Oh, interesting pick.
Bradley and Dawn. Stephanie Sue?
Yes, she is in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay. Donna and Steve.
Very
Florence
good.
Pugh.
Okay.
Jason and Alexis from Wednesday. Jenna Ortega, and the Academy picked Quinta Brunson.
Good pick, but
good pick from the Academy.
This could be
if you love Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, it could be one of their few wins.
I think that we have a running chance though on Jason and Alexis because before Wednesday dropped in November, Jenna Ortega was known by some.
Yeah.
You know, she was in a Scream movie. She was doing some other things, but after Wednesday.
Oh.
She shot straight to the A-list.
And that dance.
Yeah. Florence Pugh, already nominated for an Oscar. We kind of know her.
Oh, before that, right.
Pete Davidson, we already had to deal with his BDE last year and the year before.
Yeah.
Truth. I hope it goes to us, but I wouldn't mind if Quinta won.
Yeah.
But I don't want the Academy. I don't want those creepy Academy people to win. Yes. Well, there we go. Those are your nominations. And now... You can start voting, right, Lex?
That's right. MyTalk1071.com. Click on the second annual My Talk Award Show. And what say you?
Please just, like a party line vote, just vote for everything from the morning show. We'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Down the line.
Just right
boom,
down
boom,
the line.
Boom, boom.
Yes. Even if you don't really like everybody, just pick party line vote for the morning show. Thank you very much in advance. So,
all right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Little Meghan Trainor bringing us back. Hello.
This one could have been a pick for the song of the year as well. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah. And it's so Meghan Trainor. You know what I mean? It's so Meghan Trainor.
Super catchy.
Yeah.
Poppy. Can get annoying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet with it, though, are you?
No. But speaking of annoying, I finished Emily in Paris.
I told you I watched 3 episodes. Mm-mm. But you've gone through 3 seasons now, haven't you, Jace? Wow.
Yeah. So this is what we like to do. We like to do TV taste tests for y'all in different stages. Sometimes it's just a quick, like we give you our first impression. And sometimes, as in this case, we give you a season-long overview of the whole product.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Give me a taste.
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Give me a taste.
Oh, God, she bugs the living hell out of me.
Ooh. But you watched the whole thing, huh?
The whole three seasons of Emily in Paris.
Were the other characters, or what was the draw there? Or was it just pure hate watching?
Pure hate watching.
Okay.
Sometimes, though, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even know how I made it through.
Oh my gosh.
And Colin feels the exact same way. And I now know how people feel about Carrie Bradshaw. Mm. The people that are annoyed by another Darren Star character. How Carrie drives some people crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly how I feel about Emily in Emily in Paris.
What do you hate most about her?
Everything. Everything. Okay. And I really do mean everything.
Is the fashion at least
everything
fun to see? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the fashion is fun.
Okay.
But I don't know why, and the internet is right. I tweeted something that went semi-viral. A couple websites actually picked it up and put my quote on an Emily in Paris Facebook page. But
yeah.
I tweeted, and I was kind of half joking, but I don't know why I cannot suspend reality with this show. And what I mean by that is, look, I don't know how Carrie Bradshaw afforded all of her clothes.
Mm.
But for some reason, it didn't bother me.
Friends as well, right?
Thank you. Like, I don't understand. How do they afford that apartment, even with rent control?
Well,
you know what I mean?
At least in Sex and the City, they address some of Carrie Bradshaw's financial issues. Eventually.
Thank you.
You know, the episode where Charlotte helps Carrie secure a down payment for her apartment. There is a reality there that show.
True.
But this lady wears a new freaking piece of fashion every day of her life. So two things come to mind. How the hell are you affording that?
Uh-huh.
And where are you keeping that in your postage stamp of an apartment?
Valid questions. And you're right, when that's what you're worried about.
Oh, there's some, yeah.
Ooh, it's hard
I don't
to,
like,
yeah. kind of go with the premise there, you know?
And then here's, and now when you watch it, I want you, don't think of the better Matheson. Think of Colin Matheson, because let me tell you, and I don't know, I take a little joy because he's so funny about it. You think I'm the one that's so easily agitated in our relationship, but my husband, when he gets agitated by something, it's so funny to me because he gets real, real agitated. And coming from a marketing background, you know, my husband for years worked for hotels and restaurants that you've been to. And so he knows something about events, big events, how to do events. The fact that every single idea that comes out of that woman's mouth, that lady's mouth, Emily's mouth, every idea of hers that she comes up with off the top of her head always works out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
She comes up with a fashion show idea and instantly it happens. And my husband, oh God, the best day was the best episode. I don't even know when it was. I think it was season two. Emily comes up with this idea for this elaborate fashion show that takes place in this museum and it a lot of moving parts. And she comes up with the idea instantly and they have it done in like a day. And I look over at my husband and he is so mad because he's like, wait a minute. They would have to get permits with the city. They would have to get, and he is thinking oh my God. He's thinking about, you have to rent the tents and you got to rent the bartenders and you gotta, and you just can't book these people, and you gotta go to the city and get a permit to put the tents where you wanna put the, and I am laughing so hard. So stuff like that, the fact that every one of Emily's ideas are pitch perfect, they always work perfectly for their client, and she always thinks of them in 2.5 seconds, annoys the living hell out of him. And now it annoys me, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, where's the conflict in Emily in Paris?
There's a love conflict. Okay. There's a culture conflict with her boss and her. And then the love aspect of it, though her boyfriend is very attractive, I actually think, like, I have more romantic chemistry with Alexis than I think Emily had, than I think Emily has with her boyfriend.
Oh, really? There's no chemistry even? Oh, that's not good. What does she do? What is the whole, she's an American living in Paris. She's doing, okay. And then.
Like for fashion houses and different clients. And she works for a prestigious marketing agency in Paris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
It just, I don't know. And she herself drives me crazy. Like the fact that her cutting her bangs was a whole plot line. I have a balcony. I wanted to just leap off my balcony into the woods and
run away.
Just run away. I can't stand her.
And then you see Jason running down the street.
Yes.
Emily!
Cutting my bangs that I don't have. I just the Emily idea thing, though it started as a big thing with Colin.
Yeah.
It is actually now my eye roll thing where I'm like, okay, I know that I have to suspend reality, but this is a little too much.
I couldn't take it after even the first episode, but you know, we try to do our three taste try, just try, give it a good, you know, good taste. And I commend you for continuing, Jace.
Yeah. Look, the finale, the third season was at least interesting. Like I kind of, I'm interested.
Will there be more?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, only just because
you're so invested now.
Thank you, Holly. Holly, I'm in.
Hopefully there'll just be one more season.
I know, from the day Lex and I started the show, I try not to use the word hate, but right. I hate Emily and Emily in Paris. Emily in Paris would be a great show without Emily in Paris.
What's left?
Just Paris.
Just
the boyfriend with chemistry Paris. With someone else.
A long shot of the Eiffel Tower for 10 episodes.
Yes.
Emily in Paris would be the
Find
best
the
show
love
ever.
Lock.
Yeah, without Emily. Anybody else in Paris but Emily. I would rather have Fred. Hell, I would rather have Beaker in Paris. Beaker in Paris would be fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Me.
I would much rather have Beaker. I'm telling you. Than Emily in Paris.
His adventures, his love adventures.
That's right. This is Beaker doing Feelings, by the way, if you didn't catch the song. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. Have you watched three seasons of Emily in Paris and you need an escape? Go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. That's right. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic has hydrofacials. Oh, I just want to talk about those for a second. They are so amazing. They're a great quick way for you to pamper yourself. I try to get one every couple months and you walk out and your skin glows. So if you're getting ready for like a family photo or something, get a hydrofacial from Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Now, something bigger. Do you know the gold standing in lipo? Is the Allura Pro Lipo treatment. I had this done years ago on my belly and love handles, and I've never regretted it for a minute. This month, receive $1,500 off your second treatment area. How good is that? Let me tell you, that's a good value. So call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today and ask about the Pro Lipo special, and make sure you mention me. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, anytime.
And now, a moment with Johnny Carson.
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly.
Describe Kermit's wedding night.
This has been a moment with Johnny Carson.
That's for you, Lex.
That's a good one.
That's for you, Lex. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis. In the morning.
Oh, you know what, I'm ever laughing so hard. Listen to the end of the last hour, the 7 o'clock hour.
I have one that kind of goes with that. Here, let's do a second one. Johnny, take it away.
And now, a moment with Johnny Carson.
Dit, 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 da, 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 dit, dit, dit. What would you hear outside Porky Pig's honeymoon suite?
This has been a moment with Johnny Carson.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live My Talk. Live streaming on our My Talk app. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly.
Muppets in lovemaking.
Oh, yeah. Second hour, everyone, if you're looking for something to listen to a little bit later. You won't find... Oh, God. Okay, I'll tell you that tomorrow. Anyway, okay, now Holly has written on the sheet. Now, usually, usually we play this game at the beginning of the show, and usually we play this game with and for Alexis, but today we're doing it with Holly. We're going to play Why the Hell Is This on the Show Sheet?
Yeah.
Holly has written on our show sheet the following. Can we have a husband calling contest? Holly, explain thyself.
Oh. This is not new.
Okay.
But it has gone viral.
Okay.
This is something that happens at the Iowa State Fair. They have an annual husband calling contest where folks get up on stage and do their best hooting and hollering what they do to get their husband's attention. And somebody picked, this is like something that TikTok picked up on.
Oh, God.
And, okay. And this has been, you know, here is an example.
Yeah.
This is from the Iowa State Fair about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I picked this clip, but this is an example of a husband call at the Iowa State Fair.
Ooh, yoo-hoo, king.
I have one.
Oh.
That is an example of husband calling. Now, here's another one. This husband call.
What does the clock say again? What kind of dinner are we talking about?
I mean, hey. This individual won second place at the Iowa State Fair for their husband call.
Oh, okay.
You low-down Roger Darrell Eichelberg, you low-down stinky, manure-covered, farmer-tanned... Oh, I'm supposed to call him for dinner. Daryl, dinner's ready. Daryl, Bo-Barrel, banana, fan of Bo-Barrel.
Oh, my God.
I'm O'Barrel. Daryl.
It was.
This is at the Iowa State Fair.
This is at the Iowa State Fair. Now, before we move on, we do have to listen to the individual who won first place.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Their husband. Now, keep in mind, this person is dressed like Minnie Pearl from Hee Haw. To give you a visual. This is the champion.
Roy! Can you hear me? You get yourself in here right now! Come on! You know you're going to be late again, and you know that I want to get there on time. Roy! Roy, 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 Roy!
So need this to start immediately.
Yeah, so TikTok picked up on this. Other places then picked up on this. And now everyone is doing a husband calling like they do at the Iowa State Fair.
I see it on the internet. The Iowa PBS station did a whole story on this.
Yeah, that is where we curated the husband calls.
Oh my goodness. Here's audio of Colin calling me to the dinner table. Take a listen here. Yeah, here we go.
Come on, pig. Come on, piggy.
Colin's talented, isn't he?
Multifaceted.
That's right.
Wow,
multifaceted. That's right.
That sound is matchmaking.
He performed that in 2011 at the fair. Yeah. Oh. Wow.
That is so good. So we could actually witness this at the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah. And I think there are other.
Can we go next year or this year?
We have to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I think it's only appropriate today that Mr. Buble does not close out our show like he usually does.
All right, getting him out.
I think it's only appropriate that Beaker performing from the Muppet Show, Beaker performing Feelings, shall close us out today.
That's how he calls his lovers.
And if you're completely confused of why, please listen to the second hour podcast.
Just think of his face. Can you
That's
think of
right.
Just
That's gonna do it for us. If you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself, right, Alexis?
Yes.
Make love like Beaker.
Make love like Beaker.
You be you, right? Is that what we always say? We love you so much. Bye for now.